Today in New York, Michael R. Bloomberg was sworn in as the city's 108th mayor. In a ceremony on the steps of City Hall, Bloomberg called on people to work together to tackle New York's problems. His inaugural address dwelt on the difficult financial and emotional challenges of rebuilding the city in the middle of a national recession. From member station WNYC in New York, Amy Eddings reports.
On a bright day, with temperatures hovering just above freezing, thousands of New Yorkers turned out for the inaugural ceremony. Guests and entertainers at the event ranged from the state's congressional delegation to Grammy-winning singer Bette Midler and a public housing youth chorus. Jewish, Muslim, and Christian leaders offered prayers. The new mayor acknowledged the need to heal the many divisions within the city, but healing divisions is just one problem Michael Bloomberg faces. Arguably, the biggest challenge will be the city's looming fiscal crisis, caused in part by the World Trade Center attacks and the weakening economy. Bloomberg warned the city austerity measures were ahead, and he took up the challenge himself.
I pledge to reduce staffing in the office of the mayor by 20%, and I hereby challenge the controller, public advocate, borough presidents, and the city council to do the same. We cannot ask of others what we are not willing to do ourselves.
Bloomberg has no experience in government, but as the founder of a financial information service and a media company, he has plenty of business experience, a big factor in his election. He tried to capitalize on his corporate background to urge the public and businesses alike to have faith in the city.
To our corporate leaders, I urge you to strengthen your commitment to New York. This is no time to leave the Big Apple. Your future is New York, and New York's is better than ever.
Bloomberg thanked President George Bush for all he has done for the city in the wake of the terrorist attacks and of all that he will do to fulfill what Bloomberg called an explicit pledge of support. He vowed to keep crime down and the quality of life in New York up. And taking up a theme dear to the heart of his predecessor, Bloomberg said he would seek mayoral control of the city's troubled school system. Bill Emick, a political scientist at Columbia University, says that even after September 11th, Bloomberg must also keep his focus on such perennial issues as education and affordable housing.
Response to the tragedy and rebuilding that particular site is indeed a key issue, both psychologically and financially. But I think it necessarily is intertwined with all the other issues that necessarily get looped into it.
The crowd of 4,000 invited guests was enthusiastic. Despite the expectation of hard times, people were hopeful and upbeat. Daryl Green, an African-American from Queens, likes what he's seen so far.
I'm hoping that he's going to continue in the same direction that he's headed in. He's reaching out across the entire city. He's looking to include as opposed to exclude.
In his first act as mayor, Michael Bloomberg swore in 20 civil and criminal court judges. For NPR News, I'm Amy Eddings in New York.